The Christmas story is said to be the greatest story ever told, and actually the story that is most told. Every year we visit the Christmas narrative. This is the story of the coming of our Redeemer, and the events around Christmas are miraculous. And today we see the miracle of Christmas as the theme of our message. Mary is here said to be engaged. She's betrothed to Joseph. That basically means the parents had consented to the marriage. Mary's parents had required certain things of Joseph's parents. Joseph's parents had fulfilled all their requirements, the dowry, the exchange of gifts and all. There's only one thing left, the wedding. And Mary would then leave her home and go live with Joseph. So Joseph was really waiting for his father's permission to go get his bride. During this time, he's really preparing the home. He's preparing the house for the arrival of his bride. And this is when a message comes. A message that Mary, this young girl, would miraculously be a mother, mother to a savior. When the message gets to Mary's ears, she definitely knows that conception. She knows her biology, right? She's like, I don't know a man. I've not slept with a man before. I'm sexually pure. How can that be? She was also afraid. She responds with fear. She's afraid. But she also responds with questions. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with the Lord. The angel explains to her. The baby is going to be a supernatural baby. He's going to be conceived without any sexual union. Explains. He will be great, called the Son of the Highest. He's going to be a king. He's going to reign on his father's throne. His kingdom is an everlasting one. There'll be no end to his kingdom. As Mary is wondering how this is going to happen, the angel explains to her that another miracle had already happened. Elizabeth, who was way beyond the age of having children, was also with child, 6 months. Now, this must have really filled Mary's mind so much that she must have been wondering, what's going on here? An angel, a miracle baby, my relative who is way old has a baby. What's going on here? The angel finally says in verse 37, for with God, nothing will be impossible. See, the Christmas time that Mary experienced and that we should experience is actually one that is a miracle. A time when God actually did something that is completely impossible in our thinking. Much as Mary hears that she's highly favored, what a privilege she had to mother the Savior. She hears that the Lord is with her. She hears that she's highly blessed. She still has questions. How on earth is this going to happen? She's in fear. She had reasons to behave and respond the way she did, because the last time the Israelites had heard from God by a prophet was 400 years earlier. So the gap between the New and the Old Testament, 400 years, and there was no prophet at that time. God did not send anybody to encourage the Jews, to warn them, or to announce any good news to them. So imagine 4 centuries of silence. Now, these were also 4 centuries of chaos By the way, if you know history, the Greeks would take over from the Medo-Persians. They would desecrate the temple. They slaughtered a pig in the temple. The Jews would revolt. It was a bloody fight to regain the control and worship the temple. Now, the story just before this is one of the announcing of the birth of John the Baptist. The high priest, he was the only one through whom people would communicate and God would communicate to the people. The high priest on an ordinary worship, they goes into the temple to intercede for the Israelites before God. He receives the information, he does not believe, and he's mute. He's supposed to come out of the Holy of Holies and communicate to the people what God had. But the story there is that he comes out mute. He cannot speak. Now imagine 400 years of silence, 400 years of chaos. The high priest comes out of the Holy of Holies. The people are waiting to hear what God has to say. And he has nothing to say. He can't speak. He just gestures and they realize something is happening. Something just happened to this high priest. The birth of John the Baptist had been announced. So as Mary is thinking, this is impossible. There's been so much silence, so much chaos. It's just hopeless, a situation. An angel, it would be scary for anybody to hear from an angel, yet there had been heavenly silence for all that long. A miraculous baby? They had not seen a miracle for 400 years. Over 400 years. And God says, yes, a baby is coming. It's going to be a king. And there is a huge miracle that just happened. Elizabeth is pregnant. This is really too much for one person to contain. This is her first hearing of God doing supernatural things. Elizabeth was way beyond the age of having children. But you see, as the angel confirms to Mary, God is an expert in doing the things that we know are completely impossible. I think about Job in Job chapter 10, verse 12. In all his loss, in all his pain, he thinks about God's favor. He says, you have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit. The chaos that had happened had really blinded the Israelites of the promises of God. Isaiah had prophesied, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. If the Jews had been attentive to scriptures and prophecies, they would have known that, wow, this could be the time when the virgin conceives to give us a king, a savior. If Mary had been attentive to scriptures, to prophecies, she should have known, this is what Isaiah talked about years ago, thousands of years ago. But with everything happening around them, nobody had a clue what was happening, not even Mary herself. Do you have some questions, some doubts, some concerns? Maybe it has been almost a season of God being silent. You've not heard anything, nothing fresh, nothing new. Every day seems like just any other day. But not this particular day for Mary. See, Christmas is a time when God comes to renew our faith. And God comes to do a miracle. When God does the miraculous. It was a time when God does the impossible. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Paul was writing there about contentment, how he had learned to be content, whether in so much or with nothing. Let me say this, even contentment is a miracle. It's the work of God in us. How would you respond if you haven't heard from God for a long time, and during that length of time, it's just been almost chaos? And finally, you hear a message that God is going to do a miracle. Your first response is almost doubt, like, I'm kind of used to all this chaos. Is there anything good that can happen? But you see, this is the time that God comes to renew the faith of his people. That much as they had been silent, God was still involved in their lives. Much as it's been so much pain, so much bloodshed, so much chaos, God is coming to bring peace and to restore things. And the miracle of Christmas so happens that it does not stop with Jesus being born. It was the beginning of many and many and many more miracles. We know how Christ would live to perform, of course, God in human flesh. So many miracles. He still does miracles today. Thinking of Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Jesus had sent some of his disciples to go cast out demons. So they come back to Jesus and they report that the demon hadn't left. They weren't able to free the person from the demon. They tell him, Jesus, we do not know even that kind of a demon. Couldn't listen to us. The problem wasn't that the demon could not leave. The problem is that they did not believe. And Jesus said to them in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. And one of the things that Jesus did from the very beginning was to actually teach this thing called faith. Begins with Mary. God can do the things that we think are impossible. And I love the response that Mary gives. Behold your maidservant. Let it be according to you, according to your word. And the angel left. We do respond by faith when we hear something that seems very extraordinary, something that seems very impossible. Would we respond like Mary, God, you do it. You can do it. You're all powerful. And God is also, through the message that he has for Mary through the angel, is really patient to guide Mary to believe. Don't you love how God is very patient with us? We hear something, oh Lord, that's impossible. If God was impatient, he could have just left Mary and looked for somebody else who could believe at first hearing. But God, through the angel, is very patient to guide Mary to a point of believing that God was going to do what he wanted to do. He announces coming of the baby. He announces how the baby was going to be born. He announces how the baby is going to live. He announces the name of the baby, Yeshua, Joshua. He announces that another miracle had happened. And he finally tells her, with God, nothing is impossible. And I think God wants us to hear that today, that with him, nothing is impossible. There is so much deception actually that goes around the world. The performing of miracles, miracle crusades and miracles. Do you know that people actually go because they really need a miracle? You've heard the story in Kenya, maybe some of you follow the Kenyan story. This guy calls himself Dr. Prophet. And he's just been acting miracles. He picks people from the street and coaches them how to act miracles. Little did he know that there was a secret journalist who followed him along. And the other problem was that the people he was hiring from the street to fake the miracles were not getting paid. So they reported him. This guy hires us to act miracles. We want our money. But do you know why those people thrive in their deception? Because people need miracles. People need a solution to the problems they have. People need healing. People need provision. People need everything they need. Think about whatever it is. So they go out in search for a miracle. They get deceived, of course. And tell you what, God shows up in a miraculous style. An angel, who has ever heard about an angel up to this time, after 400 years of silence? A baby coming out of no sexual union, how on earth is that possible? Elizabeth, way old, conceived, how was that possible? God makes the impossible very possible. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus in this chapter had been explaining to the disciples that it's very hard for the rich people to get saved because some of them worship their wealth, exemplified in the life of the rich young ruler. God told him, go, give up everything, come follow me. He could not. And Jesus would tell his disciples that it's very difficult for people like that to get saved, for those who really love their wealth more than God. And the disciples are thinking, okay, God, then who can be saved? Matthew 19, 26. And he tells them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. God can soften the hearts of those who don't want him and change those hearts into the hearts that actually love him. It's a miracle in itself for us to come to Jesus for salvation, people getting saved. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Now, Jeremiah had a very difficult ministry, by the way. He's a prophet, persecuted prophet, very cryy prophet, very emotional prophet. He had so many warnings to the Israelites about God's coming judgment, and none repented. None. He had no fruit whatsoever. As great and outstanding as he was, if you had an interview with Jeremiah and asked him, so how many people came to know Jesus in your day? He would say none. And yet his ministry was successful. He was basically a messenger of warning and call to repentance. And Jeremiah thought about all the impossibilities around him. But God answered him in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Can't I change their hearts? Can't I cause them to repent? Of course, the Jews had hardened their hearts. They were going into exile for 70 years. And even when Jeremiah thought of, Lord, how is this going to happen? And God shows up and says, I am God. Please don't forget. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? We just finished the book of Acts, and Paul defending himself before the governors, all those skeptics, especially regarding the resurrection of the dead, he asked Felix, does it surprise you that God raises the dead? Why can't you believe that? He makes life. So is it too hard for him to bring a dead life back to life? Somebody dead to life? In fact, I was shocked that they could not believe the miracle of the resurrection. Did not know how powerful God was and powerful God is. Let's be reminded around this Christmas time that the first Christmas was one that God came to explain to us that he does impossible things. Things that we think are impossible, he says, I'm an expert at doing all those. And we may have all reason to say that they're impossible. We may have our logic. We may have our history. Nothing like that has ever happened. But God showed up to say that he is practically involved and is going to do miracles. In Genesis chapter 18, a promise had been made to Abraham, who actually had no child. God had promised that he was going to be the father of many nations. A son was coming, and through Abraham's son, all the nations of the world would be blessed. Sounded ironic because Abraham had no single son. He was the first to receive the promise that Isaac would be born. Many times God appeared to Abraham to remind him of the promise. And we know the story. Abraham at one point tried to help God out. He had a son out of their marriage, which didn't go very well. And in Genesis 18, when God shows up to remind Abraham and his wife about the promise, Sarah laughed. She laughed in doubt. Wow, is that possible? I'm old. God answered her doubt and said, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Now, think about this couple. From the time that God first made the promise to the time that the promise would be fulfilled was 25 years. When God first made the promise, Abraham's wife was way past the age of having children already. When God shows up and says, I've chosen you, going to be the father of many nations, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, I'll give you nations. His wife was already past the age of having children. As if that wasn't hard enough, God waited 25 years later. At that time, it was really impossible, wasn't it? But that's when Isaac was born. When it was completely impossible. When they had tried to help God out, they had had a child out of their marriage. And that's when God shows up and Isaac was born. What are the impossibilities in your mind? What are the impossibilities in our minds? Is it reconciliation from a broken relationship? Is it provision? It's been dry and hard year. Is it health? Is it the conversion of a loved one? A change in heart of someone? Repentance? What are you thinking about that you know is completely impossible? And maybe you're not even thinking about, but you know it's impossible. At Christmas time, God comes to renew our faith, to remind us that we are still under his care, to remind us that he is actively involved and to remind us that he does the impossible. Be it provision, reconciliation, forgiveness, repentance, whatever it is that we so desire, it is possible. It's not too hard for the Lord. And I love Mary's response. Lord, do it. Let it be according to your word. Mary is brought to a point of accepting what was going to happen. She was going to conceive by miracle. The baby is going to be born. And after hearing this, she actually goes to visit her relative Elizabeth. But she finally came to a point of, God, now I understand. You do your miracles. So this Christmas, may we be revived in our belief in God. May we say like Mary said, God, you are an expert of doing miracles. You do them. We're actually in a far better place than Mary because we know the whole story. Mary didn't know the whole story, but we do. God is at work. Christmas was a miracle. May we not lose ourselves in all the decorations, all the gifts, all the commercialism. After Christmas, you're going to hear how families split because there was no Christmas meat. There were no Christmas clothes. No Christmas whatever it is. Completely missing the point. If we did not ever receive anything for Christmas, and I know some of us will not receive anything for Christmas, let's be reminded that God did the impossible. And we should expect God to do the impossible. When God was doing this miracle, tell you what, Mary wasn't even expecting it. It wasn't even in her thinking. She wasn't even, you know, much as the girls of her day expected and kept themselves pure, hoping to be the mother of the Messiah, she didn't think that she would be the one. She was just going through an ordinary day, preparing to actually get married. She's hooked. Whatever the miracle we desire from God, let me say this, he can do it. And he will do it if he wants to do it. And like Mary, we should say, God, I'm in your hands. Your will to do the miracle, you do it. Your will to do whatever I'm thinking is impossible, you do it. May we allow God to work his miracles through us. Mary could have said, you know what, angel, that is so complicated. Go find another girl. I can't fix that in my head. But she says, okay, you want to do it, do it. May we open up our hearts and minds for God to do miracles. And whatever miracle that you want from God, we ask him, don't we? So let's stand and pray. Lord, thank you so much for revealing yourself to us. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for just leading us to believe in you. Lord, we think about all the things that seem impossible, Lord, whatever it is in each one of us individually. Lord, in your will, you can perform the miracle. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Lord, you came Christmas time to remind us that you're still involved. Maybe some have had a very dry relationship with you through the year, and you want to remind them that you're still involved. You're still a miracle worker. Your favor is still upon us. Your blessings are still upon us. And you are with us. God, whether it's healing, provision, reconciliation, repentance, whatever the desire of our hearts are, Lord, you can do them in your timing and in your will. So, Lord, we open up our hearts and minds just to expect the miraculous, Lord, to expect the powerful, the supernatural, as you so will. Lord, we look to you with eyes of faith, and we expect you to do great things ahead, great things through this Christmas season, and great things ahead of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.